keeping a fire going. That is our thought today. What does it take to keep a fire going? Growing up here in this hall or in these company houses, there wasn't much insulation and pretty cold. You don't hear terms like coal stoves and potbelly stoves and kindling and coal. You don't hear these terms too much anymore. But I can remember growing up as a kid what it took to keep the fire going. It took effort. It took some work. It took the right elements to keep that fire ablaze. With that fire burning, that brought benefits, that brought warmth, that brought something that just soothed and comforted. Dear friends, I ask you today, is your spiritual fire still burning? And what's it going to take to ignite that spiritual fire in your life so that God can bring to you the warmth, the comfort that so many of us desire today? If you have your Bibles, would like to turn with us, look, if you will, to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, chapter number 20. As we began to look here at Jeremiah chapter 20, the Holy Spirit to show us how that this man of God was beginning to endure and go through much in way of hardship. You may be here today. You may be going through hardship, pain and suffering, and your spiritual fire seems to be suppressed. Well, I tell you today, dear friends, there's a cool breeze from that faraway country that can bring to you, bring to me what we need in our lives to be ablaze for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the book of Jeremiah, here in verse number 9 of chapter 20, we find the man of God in a dire period in his ministry. Then I said, I will not mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But the word was in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit led us to this passage of Scripture, he began to reveal to us the condition of this man, Jeremiah. Jeremiah is known by many as the weeping prophet. He was a man who was compassionate. He was a man who had a love for God, and he displayed that with his preaching and his sign to the people that he loved so dearly, the Jews. But he, like we, fell on a dire time. He fell in a desperate situation. For you see, dear friends, the persecution and the opposition of the world seemed to descend down upon Jeremiah. And the Bible tells us here in chapter 20 that this man of God was falling by the wayside because of the despair that he was experiencing in the ministry. I tell you today, dear friends, many of you may be experiencing things that are hindering you in a great, in many ways. But I can tell you today, dear friends, there is hope. You say, dear friends, what is hope? Hope is in God Almighty, who has a desire to stir us and to move us and to enable us to be the man, woman that God would have us to be. For you see, dear friends, when Jeremiah experienced this persecution and this hardship, that flame, that bright, that glorious this flame that blazed so wonderfully was beginning to die down. For you see, dear friends, the conditions of his ministry was unraveling. In other words, he, like many of us, were literally falling apart. For you see, dear friends, Pastor, a man of great authority. The Bible teaches us that he smote Jeremiah. He was the son of a high priest, and he had much in way of power and influence. You see, dear friends, with the persecution got physical, and Jeremiah was about to fall by the wayside. The tool of the ministry was beginning to fall apart in his life. How many of us today have experienced the conditions of life has taken its toll upon us? And more times than not, we feel as though we're falling apart. We're coming unraveled because it seems as though everything had befallen upon us. That's how Jeremiah felt. And that great glorious flame had burned brightly in his life began to dim. He began to be suppressed, and it began to just be a flicker. I tell you today, if you're here and you feel as though the desperation and the despair of life is smothering the flame of God in your spirit, I ask you today to look to him and allow God to revive you. Oh, dear friends, things got so bad with Jeremiah that he felt like doing this, throwing in the towel. How many of us today have felt like quitting? How many of us today have felt like turning away and going down the pathway of life? That's how he felt, dear friends. Many of us today experiencing that very same thing. But God desires for us to keep the fire burning. And I thought about that so much when I looked here at the Word of God. And the Bible teaches us there in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 43, verse number 2, the Bible says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee, and when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. What's the word saying? It is saying this: I will bring to you the elements that you need in your life, and stir your heart, your mind, and your soul, so that you can be the person that brings honor and brings praise and brings glory to God. What the Lord is saying is this: I will not have you to let the things of life suppress you in such a way that you can't glorify my name. You see, Jeremiah was going through the trial. Jeremiah was going through the tribulation. Many of us today are going through much in way of trial and tribulation. You might say, well, Brother Lim, what is it going to take to get my spiritual flame rekindled? Oh, dear friends, we're going to get to that in just a short while, because I can tell you that the Word of God had done something in Jeremiah's life, and the Word of God has done something in your life. You say, what is that, Brother Lynn? The Word will ignite, the Word will stir, and the Word will make your heart ablaze with the love of God. Well, you see, dear friends, when it seemed as though everything had fallen apart in the life of Jeremiah, when it seemed as though all had turned their back upon this man of God, the Lord was with him. He was steadfast. He was unmovable. And I tell you today, not may befall you in this walk of life. You can rest assured that the Lord Jesus Christ, God Jehovah, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, who make one, never leaves, nor does he forsake. The Bible teaches us, verse 19 of chapter 1 of the book of Jeremiah, something had to rekindle that flame in the life of this man. For the Bible teaches us that Pashur smote him, put him in stocks. Physically, he was abused terribly. Oh, dear friends, when it gets physical and it seems as though the pressures of life have descended down upon us, it seems as though that we find ourselves falling apart before we can know it. The Bible teaches us in verse 19 of chapter 1 of the book of Jeremiah, says, "And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee." You see, dear friends, what would stir the flame in Jeremiah's life is the same as stirs the heart and the flame in your life. Oh, dear friends, it is and forever will be the living, breathing, inerrant Word of God. Well, you see, dear friends, this Word of God, it's alive. This Word of God is God. And I tell you today, the Word of God will bring a blaze in your heart and in your life that will stir you. It will warm you. It will comfort you. And praise God, it'll make peace. I can remember growing up in this old holler. Them old pot-bellied stoves. You could throw some coal in it and some wood. You could stand right in front of it, and you was warm. It was warm. But you could walk about 6 or 7 feet away, and it was cold. You had to stay near to stay warm. You see, dear friends, what the Word is telling us, Jeremiah had to stay near to stay warm. We say that to say this: if you drown out of God, praise His glorious name, He'll drown out of you. Oh, He'll keep you warm. He'll provide for you. He will bless you. He will help you and not allow the things and the situations of life overcome you. Do you know what happened to Jeremiah? The same thing happened to Jeremiah happens to us. Began to look and sense the pressures of the world. You remember when Jesus was walking on the water in the Gospels, and Jesus was there in the midst of his disciples, and Peter said, "Lord, is it you? If it be thou, you bid me to come." Old Peter stepped out of the boat and he began to walk on the water. But when he began to look and experience the things that was going on around him, what did he do? He sank. I tell you today, if we take our eyes and our focus off God, we'll sink, and the flame of spirit will be suppressed in your life. Ain't no ifs, ands, ain't no buts about it. Jeremiah found himself in what the old country boys would say, between the rock and the hard place. Persecution came. Pashur despised him. He was a holy man from a holy family. But he despised him just the same. Because Jeremiah was speaking the truth, that if the people of God would not change from their wicked way, calamity would come. And Pashur got so aggravated, so mad, and he lashed out at Jeremiah. He smote him. He had him beaten, and he put him in stocks, and he brought oppression on the life of God's man.
Jeremiah got so weary and so tired. He was just ready to give up. You've been there. You've been there. You've experienced depression. You experienced oppression. You've experienced all these things that's taken their toll. And here, old Jeremiah, here he was at the very breaking point. And he said in verse 9 of chapter 19 and of chapter 20 of Jeremiah, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name." But listen to this. "But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." What he's saying is this, is that the word of God that infiltrated his life, that it penetrated his heart through his faith, was stirring and kindling up a fire that brought warmth, brought peace, and brought hope to his weary soul. You say, "Dear Brother Lynn, I have a desire for my heart to be stirred. I have a desire to be moved." I tell you today, pick up the Word of God. Allow the Lord to speak to you. Allow the Word to work in you and through you and about you. And I tell you today, the Word of God will bless you, and you will be a burning flame for God. If you will just simply take this word. Everybody wants everybody to do something for them. Everybody always says, "Lord, if you get me out of this scrape, if you get me out of this mess, I'll live for you, I'll do for you, I'll go for you." But you see, what Jeremiah was desiring was something that was sustaining. He couldn't find it in the powerful Jewish realm. He couldn't find it through prosperity or wealth or position. But praise God, he found what he needed in the Word. You know why? The Word of God had spoke to his heart. The Word of God was moving him. And the Word of God was compelling him. He just like taking a little bit of kindling and putting it on a little hot coal, and a little breeze come in, and a little flame come about, and began to add the ingredients that was needed to break a blaze. That's what the Word did in Jeremiah's life. That's what the Word desired to do in our lives, to bring to us, praise God, what we need. You say, "Brother Lynn, I need the answer book." This is the answer book. You might say, "Well, Brother Lynn, I need the road map." This is the road map. This is what we need. And when Jeremiah began to allow the Holy Spirit to stir his heart, the Bible says, and it began to burn, it began to get intense, the flame began to get real. And the Bible tells us that it burned in his bones, and he couldn't stay quiet because he was warm, and the joy of God was in his life. Come hell or high water, he was going to live for God because the Lord warmed his life. God wants to warm our lives today. He wants us to feel comfortable today. He wants us to have peace today. He wants us to have joy today. You're not going to find it in the world. You're not going to find it in situations and circumstances that makes up life. But you will find it here. You say, "Well, Brother Lynn, how do you know that?" I know that because I'm 60 years old, and I can tell you this from personal experience, it ain't ever failed me yet. It's never steered me wrong. And Jeremiah would see, he would realize how that the Lord would bless him and help him. For you see, dear friends, he was prophesying, he was preaching that if the Jews would not turn from the wicked ways, they were going to fall into captivity. And the more he preached, the harder their hearts seemed to get. And eventually, they found themselves in Babylonian captivity. But all the while, this man of God was sharing the good news of the Lord, because you see, dear friends, the flame, the Spirit of God was raging in him and through him and about him because of the Word. The Word of God that's in the hearts and souls of us all who know Christ as our Savior is burning. And you might say, well, Brother Lynn, I've allowed the situations and the things of life to suppress it. I've allowed the things of life to seem to overwhelm it. Listen, dear friends, if you know the Lord, it's not out. It's not out. You say, Brother Lynn, how do you know? I know because the Lord, when he does something, praise God, he does it for keeps. I'm his. Despite all my failures and all my shortcomings, I'm his. And despite all of Jeremiah's failures and shortcomings, he was the Lord's. And I thought about something when I was looking at this passage of Scripture. I thought about what Jesus said. Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Mark, in Mark chapter number 4, in verse number 21, he speaks about the parable of the candle. And he said unto them, is a candle bought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? What's that saying is this, dear friends, it's not to be suppressed. It's not to be hidden or pushed out of the way. It's to be brought to a place and lighted through the love of God so that all can see. What the Lord desires today is to build a fire in your life so that the world around us can see the warmth and the illumination of God Almighty manifesting itself in our lives. You see, dear friends, through and by the power of God that burnt like a fire, the bones of Jeremiah. Jeremiah prophesied through the captivity. Jeremiah prophesied and preached and ministered in the most dire and desperate of situations. He couldn't do it on his own might. He couldn't do it on his own will. But praise be to God, he could do it through the one who burnt brightly within his heart. You say, I can't. No, you can't. But praise be to God, he can. That's why Paul told the church at Philippi in Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Keeping a fire burning. Keeping a fire burning. Did you know, dear friends, that you may be the warmth, you may be the illuminating light that God desires to use to make a difference in the world that is around you? It's pretty hard for you and I to shine a glorious light when we're suppressing the flame. It's very hard for you and I to radiate the warmth that comes from a spiritual kindled fire if you and I are trying to hide it away and push it in the darkness. But oh, dear friends, when we come to allow God to have his way in our heart and our lives, what a glorious impact we can make in the world that is around us. Jeremiah touched many lives. Jeremiah was used by God mightily. And Jeremiah embraced the love that God had for him. Let us today, dear friends, embrace the love that God has for us. To allow his flaming love of hope burn brightly in our lives, so that you and I can be that shining beacon for the world that is around us. You see, in the midst of captivity, in the midst of the Babylonian siege, if there was ever a time that the Jewish people needed to see the light and the love of God, it was then. You may have a neighbor, you may have a friend, you may have family that needs to see and experience that light of God. Be the catalyst, dear friends, that the Lord wants to use. What's it going to take? What's it going to take for your flame to burn brightly for the glory of God? The Word. Let's enter.